So then we have the result similar to the cause in terms of our experience. Okay, so these are basically the opposite of the results similar to the cause for the destructive actions. Okay, so if you abandon killing, the result similar to the cause is that you have a long life. Okay, abandoning stealing is that then you have the resources that you need and you have access to those resources. For abandoning sexual misconduct, unless sexual behavior, then you have a very good relationship with your spouse, good relationships with the people around you. If you abandon lying, then other people believe what you say, and you have a good reputation amongst other people. And it's interesting, with these you can see that there's, you know, some result that's already coming this life from these things too. Yeah? I mean, you can see, you know, abandoning unwise sexual behavior, you will have a better relationship with your spouse. Yeah, definitely. If you abandon lying, you will. You know, other people do give more weight to your words. Yeah, so it works this life. But here we're talking about the karmic result for future lives. Okay, for abandoning harsh words, then we have more friends and we're more in harmony with other people, and our relationships with other people are more stable, more satisfying. There isn't all this, you know, picking and nagging and haggling. Okay. but that's for abandoning slander, for abandoning divisive words, then we have the stable relationships. Okay, also for abandoning harsh words, it definitely leads to stable relationships. But with divisive words, we're splitting up people's relationships. So, you know, a result of abandoning that is that we have, you know, steady, firm relationships that don't split up. And then the result of abandoning harsh words is that, you know, we do live more harmonious with others and that others speak kindly to us. Yeah, and so that again leads to better relationships with people, more friendships. Abandoning idle talk is that our words carry more weight. Yeah, people will listen to us instead of just thinking this is a, you know, a blabbermouth. Abandoning coveting means that we can fulfill our wishes. We can like start a project, finish it, you know, accomplish our goals. Abandoning a maliciousness means that we don't experience unnecessary fear and paranoia and suspicion. That one's real interesting, isn't it? Yeah. Because again, we can see that if we have malicious thoughts for others, we psychologically create the cause for ourselves to be paranoid, suspicious, anxious. We abandon that, our own mind is peaceful. Yeah? No unnecessary fear and anxiety. And then by abandoning wrong views, then we're born intelligent with very good wisdom. And here we're talking about Dharma wisdom, not worldly wisdom. Because people can have a lot of worldly wisdom and be very ignorant in terms of Dharma, very close-minded. And people can have, you know, not so much worldly wisdom, you know, you can still flunk your math class, but, you know, Dharma you really understand very well. And that's the important kind of wisdom, important kind of intelligence. Okay. And then results similar to the cause in terms of our behavior is, again, you know, by abandoning killing, then as young children, we instinctively are kind to others. Instinctively, we don't kill. By abandoning stealing, then, again, our instinctive behavior pattern is to be honest with others and to respect other people's property. By abandoning unwise sexual conduct, then we won't be tempted and distracted, you know, to extramarital affairs or to, you know, really dysfunctional sexual relationships with people. By abandoning lying, then, again, you know, it'll be very easy to tell the truth. We won't have the, you know, so much, we won't be compelled to lie. If we abandon slander, we'll have a very good disposition. Yeah. People kind of, again, you know, will speak will create harmony in our environment instead of creating division. If we abandon harsh words, again, then we have an inclination to speak pleasantly to other people. Yeah, abandoning idle talk, again, the inclination to speak to others in a meaningful way. Abandoning coveting, again, the inclination, the tendency for the mind to be peaceful instead of always restless and dissatisfied, but to be content and peaceful by abandoning coveting. Yeah, so when our mind's real dissatisfied and stuff like that, it's real good to think about this. Yeah, abandoning coveting and all these things is the way to make the mind peaceful. And then by abandoning maliciousness, again, the mind becomes peaceful in the sense of we aren't tormented by a lot of anger and jealousy. And by abandoning wrong views, instinctive behavior, again, will be to easily understand the Dharma and easily have correct understanding. So again, I mean, this is real interesting to think about, you know, when you look at your own life situation. Yeah, I think it's really good. Spend some time thinking about this. When you read the newspapers and hear, you know, TV, spend some time thinking about it, all the different karmas. You know, like when you experience something painful, what are karmic causes for that? When you experience something good, what are karmic causes? Look at your own personality tendencies. Yeah, and some people might be compulsive liars and some people might be compulsive truth tellers. Yeah, and kind of look at the different tendencies in your mind. And actually sometimes we might have both tendencies, because it's not like you lie all the time and you tell the truth all the time. So you might have habitual karma in both directions, but like which one is stronger? And which one do you want to really nourish and encourage? Yeah, very helpful to think about this. And then it also helps us to see the advantages of constructive actions. We really begin to appreciate it. Because also, when we do this, when we start thinking of all, we start becoming cognizant of the good conditions we have in our life, instead of just taking them for granted, recognize the good conditions and opportunities we have, and then think of the good karma we created in order to enjoy that, and then that gives us some energy to be able to keep on acting constructively. And I'll give you one little example of how that worked with me, where I kind of got a feeling for this. One time, the early years of my ordination, it was quite difficult financially, to put it mildly. And at one point when I was living in France, I was living at the monastery. We had a horse stables. You know, they gave the nuns the horse stable. And so I was living there. And the French winters are like freezing cold. It's really cold. And, you know, and the wind would, this was an old building. There was no insulation. The wind would blow through the bricks and stuff like that. And it was so cold. And all we had was like little gas heaters to put in our room. There was no such thing as central heating there. But I was really broke, and I couldn't afford a heater. So I was there the whole winter, and I couldn't afford a heater. And it was miserable. You know, I mean, I did a lot of prostrations that winter. To keep warm. Really. Because I couldn't afford a heater, and the nuns as a group, we didn't have enough money as a group to give everybody individually a heater. You had to pay for it yourself. And I wasn't able to. And then other things happened that year too. That, I mean, there was teachings in Italy, and it seemed like I wasn't going to be able to go for the teachings because I didn't have enough money to pay and, you know, for the ticket and these kinds of things. And so there's just a lot of financial problems. And so at one point I kind of sat myself down and I really kind of had a good talk with myself, and I just said, well, look, this is all due to your miserliness. I mean, karmically, yeah, when you have problems with resources and, you know, when you're miserable because you can't afford these things, this is a result of being miserly. And I was kind of looking at my behavior, and I was looking at how I was acting, and I said, and you're still acting and creating more karma to be miserly. Yeah, because still kind of, you know, all this You know, this is my donuts, or this is my this is my that. You know, and so I was sitting there thinking, you know, here I am, belly aching, because I'm so poor. It's a result of my own karmic action, and I'm creating more karma to have the same experience again. And at that point, I said to myself, I need to change. You know, it's like, I need to rethink this whole thing, because I don't want to continue this way. And so even if I don't have a lot of stuff and I can't give a whole lot, I've got to at least start being a little bit more generous with things. Yeah. And so somehow that was it was really good for me to kind of come right up against, you know, and really face, you know, instead of belly aching, oh, I don't have so much money, why doesn't somebody give me money to have a heater, and why don't they have more compassion for nuns, you know? It's like, well, this is your own karma, kiddo, you know, what do you want? You know, and to really have to sit and look at that and think about it and see how until then I hadn't been doing much to counteract that. And then that really gave me a lot of energy to begin to review my relationship to possessions and to begin to start to share a little bit more than I had been sharing previously. So this kind of contemplation and awareness of the results of karma, both the negative karmas and the positive karmas, then, you know, reflecting on it in terms of your life can give you some positive energy to develop your good qualities.
And so I'm not saying I'm too critical.
Okay. So see, this is why, you know, when we talk about the three levels of motivation, first level motivation is for a good future rebirth, then for liberation, then for enlightenment. It's because your own good rebirth, it's the easiest one to generate. It's like, you know, my happy, I want to be more than my next rebirth, you know. I don't like this. So it was completely selfish, but it was beginning to think at least about my future rebirths. Okay? Then, so at least that got me going. It got me going somehow in a positive direction. And then from there, once I got going, then I could reflect, oh, but look, that result is really, you know, that motivation is pretty selfish, isn't it? You know, it's like you're completely blocking out all these other people who are freezing cold. Yeah. So then the motivation began to expand and expand. Okay. Let's just sit and quietly think about this.